Blog Talk Radio.
New direction.
protection, for I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy, for this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply, for times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say it's not so far away, but it's here right now, today. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
habrá alguien que puede adorar a Dios en esta noche, aunque aún no puede ver su milagro. Is there somebody in this house that can worship God in anticipation for what He is about to do? Habrá alguien en esta casa que sabe que su Dios está obrando en el silencio. That you know that your God is operating in the silence. There where nobody can see you. There where nobody believes in you. Allí es donde Dios está obrando. Levanta tus manos en este lugar. Levanta tus manos en fe en este lugar. Porque no andamos por vista. Andamos por fe. ¿Por qué no cantas conmigo en esta hora? Aunque no pueda verte sobrando, aunque no pueda verte sobrando, siempre estás sobrando, siempre estás. Déjame oír tu voz. Aunque no pueda verte sobrando, aunque no pueda verte sobrando, siempre estás. Vamos. Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, lo declaramos. Siempre estás, siempre estás sobrando. Aunque no pueda ver estás sobrando, aunque no pueda ver estás sobrando, siempre estás, siempre estás sobrando.
Shalom, shalom. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. Praise God we can come together, brothers and sisters. Praise God we can lift up the name above all names. We can lift up the name that has changed our lives forever. Our glorious Savior, that He brought us from death to life, from darkness to light. Glory to His name. What a wonderful God we love and serve. Well, praise God, brothers and sisters. We welcome all that are in the chat room, Sister Connie, Sister Nett, and Brother Will right now, all by phone, Skype, Facebook, whichever way God makes a way, and the Lord makes a way for others to come in here. Praise God. We have a, when started here, we have a praise. As we were praying for Sister Brenda's daughter and her husband who had heart transplant, this, I would think this 2 or 3 weeks ago, I do believe, he's going home. He's being released from the doctor and hospital and going home. It's absolutely amazing. We praise the Lord, and thank you for your prayers. Thank you, Jesus. I mean, they're blown away how he has recovered so well, and we know it's the Lord has intervened. And I pray they understand that. And I pray that they thank him and they would learn to understand, trust him, because they've been trusting man and doctors and things so much. I pray they give the praise to the one that lifted him up and he's able to continue to live. It's been amazing in his life what God's done. I pray he gives him the praise and worship because he's worthy. Hallelujah. And that we have a heavy heart with Sister Jeanette, as she informed me that they're saddened and they'll miss her brother, but they rejoice because he's gone home to be with the Lord. So we mourn and we're saddened and stand there with Sister Jeanette because we love her, but we rejoice with her as he's up in heaven with our Savior. And just like Sister Jeanette was telling me, almost a little, you know, it's almost being jealous, or I want to be there too. All of us do. But we know it'll be God's perfect way in time. But the other thing that's going on, brothers and sisters, it could happen very soon. As the Lord put on me this week, pointing out to see some movies back around the 80s. And I think the Cold War was still going on. And there was movies, it wasn't called Threads. It's based on the UK and what they faced when things got crazy between, of course, places like Russia and the Middle East and Iran. And, of course, you just change the countries. It's what's going on. And the other one was the day after. It was called The Day After, and how quickly things escalate. And what we're hearing, the rhetoric, where today from, not, I don't know if any of our news, but Israeli News, 365, I think, was reporting that Putin has warned if NATO keeps giving aid, military aid, to Ukraine, he's going nuclear. Now, based on what I know, he's talking about tactical, they call it, and tactical nuclear weapons. They're smaller and they can be blasted over, you know, an army, whatever, and just pretty well wipe them out. But in both those movies, that's how it started out. It started out for tit for tat. They was trying to solve things and nothing was coming together. And finally, something like that happened. And when both sides did it, then they went. They just went all out. But it is really very scary for the world. But for us, it tells us Jesus is coming. I don't believe the Lord's going to have us in a place of a nuclear war. I really don't. And he's in control. And they can say and do all these kind of things, but nothing can happen without God being the one who allows it or not. He's in control. Just like, Satan, when it comes to the place that leaders and all are like streams in the hands of the Lord. But we'll trust him. I mean, there's been other world wars, but this one's going to be like no other war we've ever seen. And it looks like it's lining up more with the four horsemen of the apocalypse for sure. It's getting more fired up in Syria, and Russia's told Israel, don't bomb Hezbollah or Iran places in Syria no more? Or there will be consequences? But how can Israel not? They're building up their nuclear, missile force, or their military and everything there. They're moving in, and they're right there near the border, of Israel, even showing Russian jets right there on the border, and you can look over, and there was the Golan Heights. Man, this is coming together, brothers and sisters. There's a lot to be rejoicing about and exciting about. It's sobering, too. But praise God for us. This is not our home. They can blow it to hell. They want to, brothers and sisters, and they probably will. I mean, excuse my it's French a little bit there, but, I mean, this ain't our home. Either the Lord's going to come for us, and we're going to go up, or we're going to be blown up when it's up to heaven. I mean, it's all in God's hands, but I think he'll come before these kind of judgments and wars and things will come forth. So that tells you how close we are for the Lord coming forth. That's the good news. The other part, we need to be praying. Be praying for our family and friends for sure. We need to be praying for the situation with Russia, NATO, and Ukraine. And I guess I should put in with, again, the nations, U.S., China, and Taiwan, because I believe that one's going to go off because we have a very weak leader in government and they're going to take advantage of it before things will probably change here if these elections that are coming up. But they see their opportunity, and I believe these things are coming together because the Lord says they are. We're in that time, brothers and sisters. And there's an encouraging message tonight of understanding that you are a new creation in Christ. You're not old. You're new. You know, the song about it talks about, it says you're a new creation in that scripture. Old things have passed away. Guess what the devil's called? The old serpent. Because he has that kind of nature. Dead, wicked, sinful nature that leads to death and hell forever. The old dragon. You don't want that kind of nature. You don't want that kind of life. You want the life that God brings and Jesus brings, that you're a new creation. It's by faith. It's happened. Rejoice. And then the final part of this is coming soon. Will we be given a resurrected, new, glorified body? That's God's word and his promises. So much to rejoice about. Well, praise God. Well, welcome, Brother Joseph. Bless you and Edwins, and bless you. Brother, I haven't seen you in a while. Praise God that you're here. Good to see you, brother. And everybody else, thank God for y'all. And that we can come together and worship the Lord in this, praise God. What else is going on? Well, that's the main thing I said. It's getting ready to go off by some of the sources of people that know things that the Ukraine thing could happen. I wouldn't be surprised if it happens probably at the time when we have the Super Bowl in the U.S. when a lot of people are distracted. But there's probably something possibly could happen then, too, about the truckers here in the U.S. and other things. It's all in God's way and time, though. And it'll be his perfect way and time when he comes for us, his church and bride. Amen? Well, let's pray and get this started because I want to share something about it. I was amazed to see and what it means about this first song and about this word in the Word of God. Father, we thank you and honor you tonight. We come together and we praise and honor you for intervening in our family's life. Lord, as one is moving up, going home and being with the Lord, that we can rejoice. And that we can pray and ask for comfort and peace, and that you understand when loved ones pass away, it's called, or not, almost you don't even want to call it death yourself, Lord. You call them to sleep because you're greater than death. But they move up to you, Lord. And we're grateful, and we pray for comfort and peace and love for Sis Jeanette and her family, and that this is an opportunity to her to share with her family that this is real. Are you ready? for eternity. If anybody does not know the Lord in their family. Father, we just thank you and praise that you would comfort her and that we rejoice with her about her brother coming into your presence, but we mourn with her for missing him and not being there and sad and mourning. That's part of life. But we know, Lord, you're with us through it all. Father, we praise you and honor you for this praise report here at the start of the Lord's Hour of April's husband, Zach, and that what amazing how you have touched him as he went through a heart transplant, and he's already going home just in a few weeks. You're amazing, Lord. We thank you that you hear our prayers and you answer them. But Lord, we come together as we hear the war drums everywhere around the world, and things seem like about ready to boil over. And we know it's all in your hands, and we trust you, Lord, and that you're with us through it all. And it's exciting for us because it's pointing to your coming for us too. Oh, hallelujah. We worship and honor you, Lord. We pray, Lord, and thank you that we can come together, that we can be still and know that you're God and be led by the Holy Spirit tonight. And thank you for the anointing and the living water flowing from you, Lord. And Lord, we thank you that you watch over and protect us here and that we can come here and rest, a refuge, oasis, in a place where your name is lifted up as your word comes alive and led by the Holy Spirit to hear what you're saying to us, your body, your church, your bride. We glorify and honor you, Lord. We thank you for the authority of your name and the power of all the enemy and the principalities and powers of the air. And Lord, that you protect us. And by your shed blood, their power is broken, hallelujah, in our lives. And we pray you watch over the computers and the connections and the phones, and that we can bring this together and to lift up the name above all names, you, Lord Jesus, for you are worthy. And we give you all the glory, praise, in Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, this first praise song is called Abide. But when I was looking for scripture to share with it, I put the word abide in for the reference. And you know, brothers and sisters, every one of the words for abide are in the New Testament. And pretty, there's only 11. But most of them are in the time when the gospel of grace was shared with Paul. And understanding this is what it means to abide in the Lord, we who have faith alone in Christ and born again by his Spirit, because that's how he abides in us. Hear these words. Praise God. There's two or three scriptures I want to share that's so powerful to encourage you and understand what this means. 1 John 3, verse 24. The one who habitually, what means lifestyle, keeps his commandments, obeying his word, remember who the word is, Jesus, and following his precepts, abides and remains in him, and he in him. Or her. By this we know and have proof that he really abides in us. He really abides in us. How? By the Spirit whom he has given as a gift. Let me tell you something. God is not an Indian giver. When he gives you a gift, he gives it for eternity. Oh, hallelujah. That's the God he is. He's eternal, and he knows what we need to be with him in eternity. 1 John 4, verse 12. This is where it gets personal, and only this can happen because of the love poured out by the same Spirit in our lives. No one has seen God at any time, but if we love one another with unselfish concern, unselfish concern, that we're not looking at ourselves, concerned about others. Help us with that, Lord. God abides in us and his love. Because when God shows up, it takes off your concern so much of yourself, but for others, just like him. The love that is his essence abides in us. Somebody ought to be getting excited. Now, you see, the Holy Spirit abides in us. Jesus abides in us, and now his love, unconditional, everlasting love, abides in us. It is completed and perfected in us. Hallelujah. Believe God's word over anything that a man says. His word confirms, hallelujah, who he really is. By this we know, with confident assurance, that we abide in him and he in us. Why? Because he has given to us his Holy Spirit. You see what John is saying? He wants you to know this. Understand this, church. Understand this body of Christ. It's all about Jesus. It's all about the living word of God and the Holy Spirit. Oh, you need them all. In verse 4, verse 15. Whoever confesses and acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. Did you understand and confess? And you know that Jesus is the Son of God. Well, we already know he's the Savior. We know he's died for our sins. Look how simple God makes it. But it's got to be real within your heart. And I finish this scripture before we get to the praise song with this powerful word from the Apostle Paul. 2 Corinthians 3:11 says, listen to this, glory to his name. For if the law which fades away came with glory, fading glory for the way of the law, traditions and works, because it's temporal, how much more must the gospel, which remains and is what? The kind of God we serve? Permanent. Hallelujah. New word the Lord has been showing me lately. He wants to know what he's done in your life is permanent. Abide in glory and splendor. Isn't that powerful? Glory to the Lord in the highest. That is so powerful. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, found myself there. Had some other things that came up. But praise God, in this song, we worship the Lord called Abide. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Worship him. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. And we know we depend upon you. That we would abide in you. My waiting breath, for my daily bread, I depend on you. I depend on you for the sun to rise, for my sleep at night. I depend on you. Oh, I depend on you. You are the way, the truth, and the life. You are the well that never runs dry. I am the branch, and you are the vine. Draw me close and teach me to abide. Yes, Lord, help us. Hallelujah. Where the Spirit leads, as I'm falling. I depend on you. Oh, I depend on you for the victory still in front of me. I depend on you. Oh, I depend on you. You are the way, the truth, and the life. You are the well that never runs dry. I am the branch. You are the vine. Draw me close and teach me to abide. You're my strength, my song in the night. Be all my treasure, my prize. I am yours, forever you're mine. Draw me close and teach me to abide. Hallelujah. Glory. When I pass through death, as I enter rest. Come on now. I depend on you. Oh, I depend on you for the eternal life to be raised with Christ. I depend on you. Yes, Lord. Oh, I depend on you. You are the way, the truth, and the life. You are the well that never runs dry. I am the branch, and you are the vine. Draw me close and teach me to abide. Be my strength, my song in the night. Be all my treasure, you're my prize. I am yours, forever you're mine. Draw me close and teach me to abide. Amen. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. Teach us, Lord. Teach us to abide. Believe you, Lord, to trust you, Lord. Oh, that we focus on you in these days. Help us, Lord. Lord, I am Lord. Would you teach me to abide? Tell the Lord, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Ask him, teach me. Teach me. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Even by instruments, praising the Lord. I depend on you. I depend on you. Yes, I depend on you. I depend on you. Oh, I depend on you. I depend on you. Yes, I depend on you. I depend on you. Amen. We depend upon him. Glory to his name, brothers and sisters. Glory to his name. Thank you, Jesus. We all just learn that and learn our place. We'd be much better. Amen. 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 Amen.
Turn it down. Or we get echo, echo, echo.
Amen. All right. Glory to the Lord. Amen. All right. Praise God. Well, we pray that rapture ready 777, that God makes a way for him to come back. God will open the door that if he wants to be here, praise God. All right, sis. Hallelujah. You want to come and share your heart in the music of praises that God's put on your heart. This showing us how close we truly are to going home, being with the Lord, and being with the loved ones that have gone before us. Amen. All right, sis. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey, sis.
Amen.
Hi, amen.
Brother.
Bless
amen.
You, sis. Never did. What's your name? What's the name of your brother?
His name was Jerry. They live in Vancouver, Canada. Vancouver, BC.
Yeah.
British Columbia.
Oh, okay. Gary, you
yeah,
said, or
we,
Jerry?
We can't. Yeah, Jerry. We can't go
okay.
there because we're not vaccinated, so we cannot cross the
Fair
border.
Enough. Is that sad? That's sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know. Well, like you say, you'll see him. Yes, Fred.
I know.
Justice to that. I was very sorry.
Oh, here she is. She's on the phone now.
I know.
Sis Brenda's talking to you.
I was listening.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm so glad to hear about your brother, but we're blessed that he is looking down at us right now in heaven, telling the Lord.
I know. I know. He has seen the face of his Savior, the one who died for him.
Amen.
And I rejoice with him. I really rejoice with him. Oh, I wish I'm there too.
Amen. They can't go up there because you got to be vaccinated going to Canada.
Yeah, I know.
And we don't want that, but we'll see him in heaven. And that's what really matters.
Sister Dad, I just want to let you know, we love you here in Texas very much.
Yeah, sis, and we say, you know, if you need anything or anything, you just give us a call or text or whatever too, okay?
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Sister Brenda. Thank you, Brother.
All right, bless you, babe. Yeah, Sis Brenda, She listens, or she's outside because she can't stay in here with me because I get too loud. But anyway,
okay.
Amen. Well, sis, you go ahead and you just pour out your heart and song about our homecoming this soon and what God's put on your heart pointing toward heaven, our glorious place, because there's one scripture in here that we'll all be singing a new song up there. You know that. We'll all be singing a song in up in heaven, and that song will be for all of the redeemed, all who believe and trust Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Okay, brother.
All right. You go ahead.
Okay.
Sis. You go ahead. Bless you.
Bless you too.
No other name but the name of the Lord. No other name but the name of Jesus. He's worthy of glory and worthy of honor and worthy of power and of praise. No other name but the name of Jesus. No other name but the name of the Lord. No other name but the name of Jesus. His worthy of glory and worthy of honor. name is high above the heavens. His name is exalted far above the earth. Give glory and honor and praise to his name. No other name but the name of Jesus. No other name but the name of the Lord. No other name but the name of Jesus. His worthy of glory and worthy of honor and worthy of power and of praise. He's worthy of glory and worthy of honor and worthy of power and of praise. No other name but the name of Jesus. No other name but the name of the Lord. No other name but the name of Jesus. His worthy of glory and worthy of honor and worthy of power and praise. He's worthy of glory and worthy of honor and worthy of power and of praise. Oh, praise.
Now I long to breathe the air of heaven, where pain is gone and mercy fills the streets, to look upon the one who bled to save me and walk with him for all eternity. There will be a day when all will bow before him. There will be a day when death will be no more. Standing face to face with he who died and rose again. Holy, holy is the Lord. And every prayer we prayed in desperation, the songs of faith we sang through doubt and fear, in the end we'll see that each was worth it when he returns to wipe away our tears. Oh, there will be a day when all will bow before him. There will be a day when death will be no more. Standing face to face with he who died and rose again. Holy, holy is the Lord. And on that day we join the resurrection and stand beside the heroes of the faith. With one voice, we hear the duration. Sing worthy.
that day we join the resurrection and stand beside the heroes of the faith. With one voice, a thousand generations sing, worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Forever he shall reign. So let's be today, we shout him together with angels and the saints. We raise a mighty roar. Glory to our God who gave life beyond the grave. Holy, holy is the Lord. So let it be today. We shout and give our heavens with angels and the saints. We raise a mighty roar. Glory to our God who gave us life beyond the grave. Holy, holy is the Lord. Oh, holy, holy is the Lord. Holy, holy is the Lord.
Yes, we wait for
come, Lord Jesus. Please come.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. All right. Thank you, sis. Praise God. Very powerful songs to worship our Lord and pointing to our place of our home. Home forever.
Amen.
Eternal home. Amen.
Excited.
And you know, sis, we have to become new to be able to go into heaven. We have to become a new
born queen. Again.
Born again. That's
born
right.
Again.
It's like the only way
born
you can come in.
Kingdom. Oh, God. Anyway.
Man. And then your song here at the end of the service, No More Night. I was just, I'm in Revelation 21 talking about in heaven, the New Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
There's no temple because God and the Lamb of God and Christ is the temple. And
Amen.
There's no more sun. There's no more new moon because there's no reason for it because of the radiance
yeah.
and glory lights up
yeah.
the whole place.
No more night. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah, and
Woo.
No more night.
Hallelujah.
No more darkness. And sis, like
no
the Lord
pain,
has shown.
No more tears.
Amen. Amen. And it is a land of no shadows. There's no shadows.
Okay.
Do you know, sis, the shadows?
Yes.
Why they're to remind us of that we need the Lord because there's darkness. Shadows are pointing to like the darkness. And then at one time the Lord said,
yeah.
Heaven is a land of no shadows. And I go, that, of course that makes sense. There's nothing to be used to have darkness there.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, sis. Well, praise God. Thank you. And we'll get back with you at the end of the service. Amen.
Okay, brother. Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, sis. Thank you.
Bless
right.
you, too.
Bye. Amen. All right. Praise God. This is an encouraging message. Brother, sister, this is an encouraging message. We'll let Sis Jeanette get back in here before we get started. I have a thought about that. I want to make sure that she's in here before we get started. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So powerful when we understand in this, in the Word of God and from the book of Revelation, just getting a glimpse of what heaven is going to be like. It's absolutely amazing in that you do have to become a new creation to be able to go into the kingdom of heaven, just like Jesus said, you must be born again. Faith alone in him, and you must be born again. Praise God. Okay, there's Sis. All right. The name, the title of this message tonight, what the Lord put on my heart from a song that you'll hear after this message, Jesus Christ makes all things new. Jesus Christ makes all things new. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that's what I said. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is so exciting and true. Amen. Shalom, brothers, sisters. Grace, mercy, and love from our loving Heavenly Father and our glorious Savior and Son of God, Jesus Christ. And praise God for the mighty Holy Spirit. Amen. He makes all things new. He sure does. Old things have passed away. Yes, brothers, sisters, out there. And all listening, you are not the same anymore. You are a new creation. God has made all things new. He wants you to know this for such a time as this. What does this truly mean about being new? Well, being old and sinful will wear out and get you weary. Two, being old and sinful leads to death, and not just physical, but spiritual too. But you will still be in a sinful form and in existence as a lost soul and will be like what you have become, an ugly beast like the fallen one, Satan. Why? Because in your arrogant pride of your sinful nature like him, you will become like him forever. The old serpent, the old dragon of hell. This is where you are now without becoming new in Christ. Hear that clearly. This is where you are without becoming new in Christ. This is what we'll be without becoming new in Christ forever, in a place called the lake of fire. God have mercy. Sounds like a place you don't want to go to. Well, praise God. You do not. You do not have to. You do not have to. Only way you will not face this forever in eternity is one way and one way only. The answer, Jesus Christ. You see, you have to become new through him. Let's look. First, the way. Glory to God. John 14, 5 through 6. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Good question, Thomas, and other people should be asking him too, if you don't know. Jesus said to him, I am the only way. Boy, people got that out of whack, haven't they? To God. I am the only way to God. No other way. Nothing about yourself. It's in Christ. In the real truth. In the real life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Just like that song talks about, abide. And I depend on you, Lord. I depend on you. For without Jesus, there is no life, no eternal life, only death. God of mercy. So the only way is the Son of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Faith alone in him and born again by the Holy Spirit personally in your life. By believing, welcoming, accepting the greatest gift of love from God the Father, through his Son, Jesus Christ, that you know that he died for all your sin forever, because that's who he is. And he's the one who had to do it, and this is what had to be done. He did it all. He shed his blood, washed away all our sins, and made us new in his righteousness. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome? He rose again to make it complete and eternal on the third day according to God's will and purpose to take care of the consequences of sin. He covers it all. What an awesome God. Which is death. But praise God, our victory is in Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody get excited when you know what God has really done in our life. Hallelujah. Now let's look at the change from old, which is sinful and wicked, into the new in Christ. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5:16. Oh, everybody thinks it's going to be one thing, but listen to what it is, and there's a big problem with this in this world. Lord have mercy. So from now on, we regard no one from a human point of view according to worldly standards and values. Though we have known Christ from a human point of view, and probably many of us did before we came to the real truth. Now, we no longer know him in this way. This is the old way of knowing Jesus Christ. This is based on man and Satan's point of view, which will lead to death in hell. Do you see and know that many people are caught up in this lie and deception mainly through religion? This point of view is based on man's worldly standards and values that says you have to earn it. Oh, you have to, I mean, you deserve it for what I do for God. No, this is lies and be accursed. It is only about God's point of view and way. His ways and standards are high above ours. And the fallen one, Satan, glory to God. Only Jesus Christ met all of them as man and God. Amen. Look, look. Thank you, Lord. See what your God and Savior has done for you because he loves you. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that is, grafted in, joined to him by what? Faith in him as Savior, he or she is a what? New creature, new creation, reborn, renewed by the Holy Spirit. You're not the same anymore. Don't let anybody tell you that. Hallelujah. You are a new creation and creature in Christ. Hallelujah. By the power of the Holy Spirit. The old things, come on now, the old things, the previous moral and spiritual condition has passed away. Behold, new things have come because spiritual awakening brings what? A new life. Romans 6, verse 4 through 7. We therefore have been buried with him through the baptism into death, not the ritual. Not the ritual. That's just showing what happened in our lives for real. So that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory and the power of the Father, we too might walk habitually in the newness of life, abandoning our old ways. I guarantee you cannot do it in your flesh, in man's way. You need the power of the Holy Spirit. Spirit to be able to do it, I guarantee. For if we have become one with him, permanently united in the likeness of his death, we will also certainly be one with him and share fully in the likeness of what? His resurrection, oh hallelujah. We know that our old self, our old human nature, without the Holy, was nailed to the cross with him. Oh, hear the word of God. And quit listening to men when they say, you got to do this, and you got to do that. Oh, you got to earn this. Oh, you got to stay perfect like this. You can't do it. We're not capable. That's why we need a Savior. There would be no reason for a Savior. We could do it. Oh, hear the truth of the word and understand what Christ has done, and all glory to him, in order that our body of sin might be what? Done away, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin. For the person who has died with Christ has been freed from the power of sin. Hallelujah. Jesus broke the power of Satan over you and me. Remember what it said in Isaiah, and it was fulfilled in Matthew. And look, when he was in that synagogue, he came to set the captives free. We were in captivity to the power of Satan. Do you understand? We were in prison, in chains, to the evil one, and in darkness, because that's how he treats. He treats his people. The Father alive. That we were prisoners. We had no hope. We were caught up in a nature that was evil and wicked. That's why you see so many things happening that's so evil and wicked, even to the innocent, and to the unborn, and to the old people, and whoever. Because that's who he is. He's evil and wicked and like an ugly beast. And that's what you'll become without Christ. You have to become new. Old has passed away. And like I say, we are not in our glorified bodies and perfect yet. But we will be soon. And God will take care of that. That will be the final thing. That will be the fulfillment that we will have a new body. Glorified body and resurrected. And then there will be no more talking about the consequences of this flesh and sin no more. No more debate or anything. It'll be done. And God was right and all the rest of us be liars compared to him, right? But that's what you need to know. That's such a powerful word there, sis. Thank you for sharing. Has been freed from the power of sin. It don't control you. But you can cry out to Jesus and take this thought captive, Lord. And I'm telling you, it'll wash away. It'll go away. Hallelujah. Because the enemy, the main ones who's going to come against is us, stand for Jesus and shine the light. And then, Lord, sometimes you've got to remember, he's not a free agent. It's God that commands even the devil and the demons and all. And it sometimes they come because God wants to show how powerful he is in our life. And you have to have trials and tests and even temptations and things. Know that. That's what it's all about, why we're, you know, why we live this life here, to follow Jesus, to see and understand who he is and what he went through for us, and that we understand the kind of attitude we are to have. You know, we had a devotion this week, and it was really amazing of what it talks about when the disciples with Jesus, and they're talking about, well, who can come in? I mean, who could come into the kingdom, or who can be sent by you, or something like that? And Jesus brings a child. He brings a child before them and in the midst of them and says, you have to enter the kingdom of God like a child. And I thought about it, and I said, well, I thought it was maybe about, like, you know, attitude. But the other part of it is knowing your place. Remember, we're the children of God. And our Savior went before us humble and a servant. And that's what we're supposed to do, is humble ourselves and know that our Father knows what's best and obey him and walk in his way. But as a loving Father, even if you mess up, he knows us. And you could be admonished and disciplined, but you will not be judged, and you will not be condemned, because he loves you, and Christ took that for us at the cross. It's like that we've got to understand that we're children, and he's the Father, and we're growing and maturing and become like Christ, but we need to know our place, because when you get so high-minded in yourself, and you're focused on yourself and what you do, and what I can accomplish, then you miss what God has for you, because you put self before him, and that's no good. So anyway, I thought that was interesting to understand about knowing our place, and what we're children of God, and we depend on him, and we need to abide in him by his spirit and his love. Amen. Hallelujah. So, therefore, if anyone in Christ, he or she is, number one, a new creature, a new creation, reborn and renewed by the Holy Spirit. Amen? Number two, behold, new things have come. A new direction, a new way of life, a new lifestyle. Hallelujah. God has shown up in your life. Amen? Number three, brings a new life. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. God's life, which is the real life, eternal life. You know, brothers and sisters, this is the start. There is much more ahead that God has planned for us, beyond our dreams or what we think or whatever. Isn't that amazing? You think about it. So the old way and simple life leads to death and hell forever. But praise God, if anyone is in Christ, you become new in Christ, and the old ways and life has passed away. They are truly dead and gone under the blood of Jesus by our faith in him. Amen? You, as true born-again believers, have a new life, a new direction, a new character and purpose too. All things have become new. Amen? So we will study and learn about what new means in God's word. Amen? The definition of new. Having but lately come or been brought into being. Isn't that amazing? This is a secular dictionary, but listen to these words. Being brought into being of a kind now existing or appearing for the first time. Glory to God. Having but lately or now come into what? Knowledge. The true knowledge and wisdom of God. This has happened to all who believe and trust and embrace Jesus Christ. Amen. You see, God really shows up in your life and heart. All things become new. You are not the same anymore. You are not. Let's leave that in there. You are not the same anymore. The old you is truly dead and gone according to the word of God. Our part, by the help of the Holy Spirit, is to know and believe it. Amen? One thing I am learning from the Lord Jesus lately is to know your place right now, just like he did, being a humble, obedient servant for God the Father, so we are too. When you do not know your place, and knowing it is all about him in our life, then we have all these other ways based on what you can do to be saved through yourself and foolish works and tradition. Know your place in Christ and believe and trust him alone. Amen. God has not made this difficult. He's made it simple. What we need to do is humble ourselves and believe. You are a new creation in Christ. Live like it and act like it for such a time as we live. Amen? Now, by the mighty word of life and truth. Hallelujah. Psalm 96, verse 2. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim good news of his salvation from day to day. Has anyone noticed the word new is in news? I have, because it is a new message from God to all his created children, that it is not about you trying to keep God's law. We can't. We will fail just in the Ten Commandments, either by thought or deed. Amen? The new message, the good news, is to all of his created children, is that I have done it myself. God has done it, made it happen for all of us, him, because he, even becoming a man filled with the Holy Spirit, kept all of God's law, fulfilled all of what the prophets wrote, and inspired by the Holy Spirit, he made all things new. All things of sin, the curse, and death can be gone in your life, and you receive what God has made new and available to you through his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amazing sometimes things seem so simple but so profound when God reveals them to us. Amen. Psalm 98, verse 1. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous and wonderful things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained the victory for him. Oh, yes, sing to the Lord a new song for all he has done, or what he's doing and going to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 149, verse 1. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song, and praise him in the congregation of his godly ones, believers. Well, brothers and sisters, as we come together, being a new creation in Christ, we should praise him in the congregation of his godly ones, born-again believers, been made new forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Lamentations 3:22-24. It is because of the Lord's loving kindness that we are not consumed. because his tender compassion never fail. They are new every morning. Great and beyond measure is your faithfulness, Lord. The Lord is my portion and my inheritance, says my soul. Therefore, I have hope in him and wait expectantly for him. So powerful and comforting. The Lord Jesus, loving kindness, his tender compassion, and whatever we face or go through, they are new every morning. Amen. John 5, verse 29. And they will come out. Those who did good things will come out to a resurrection of what? A new life. But those who did evil things will come out to a resurrection of judgment, that is to be sentenced. Two clear paths, ways, and choices. Number one, those who did good things will come out to a resurrection of new life. Amen. But those who did evil things will come out to a resurrection of judgment. That is to be sentenced for all eternity. God have mercy. This is why we're here. This is why we share the truth of God's word. Because he has the final say by your free will choice. Choose his son and our Savior, Jesus Christ, and the outcome for you will be salvation and eternal life. But if not, with your free will, you choose Christ. I mean, you do not choose Christ. But with your free will and you choose, do not choose Christ, then you will stay in your old sinful nature, be sentenced and judged forever. Amen. Acts 15, verse 35. But Paul and Barnabas remained in Antioch, and with many others also continued teaching and proclaiming the good news, the word of the Lord concerning eternal salvation through faith in Christ. The same eternal message from God to all who will listen and respond. Concerning eternal salvation through faith in Christ. Amen. Now listen to this next part of Scripture and understand no more excuses, no more claiming ignorance, because the truth has been revealed. Acts 17, 16 to 31, Paul at Athens. Now while Paul was waiting for them at Athens, his spirit was greatly angered when he saw that the city was full of idols. Yep, that's because the Holy Spirit in him sees what men are believing and worshiping in instead of their God and Creator and Savior. So he had discussions in the synagogue with the Jews and God-fearing Gentiles, and in the marketplace day after day with any who happened to be there. And some of the Epicurean and Stoic philosophers began to engage in conversation with him. And some said, what could this idle babbler with his eclectic scrap heap learning have in mind to say? Remember what Paul said in Romans? The gospel is foolishness. The cross is foolishness. Foolishness to men, the sinful man. Others said, he seems to be proclaiming a strange deity because he was preaching the good news about Jesus and the resurrection. They took him and brought him to Areopagus, the hill of Ares, the Greek god of war. Yeah, war. God declaring war on all of Satan's fallen so-called idols or demigods or whatever you want to call them. And here comes the apostle of the Lord Jesus. Here comes the servant of the Lord. And he's up on the heel of the God of war. Hallelujah. Saying, may we know what this strange new teaching is, which you are proclaiming? Oh, they're seeking. A good question. For you are bringing some startling and strange things to our ears. So we want to know what they mean. Oh, hallelujah. Now, all the Athenians and the foreigners visiting there used to spend their leisure time nothing other than telling or hearing something new. Paul standing in the center of Areopagus said, men of Athens, I observe with every turn I make throughout the city that you are very religious and devout to all aspects. As I was going along and carefully looking at your objects of worship, I came to an altar with the inscription, to an unknown God. Therefore, what you already worship as unknown, this I proclaim to you, the God who created the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is he served by human hands as though he needed anything. It is he who gives to all people life and breath and all things. And he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on the face of the earth, having determined their appointed times and the boundaries of their lands and territory. This was so that they would seek God, if perhaps they might grasp for him and find him, though he is not far from each of one of us. For in him we live and move and exist. That is, in him we actually have our being. And even so, some of your own poets have said, for we are also are his children. So then, being God's children, we should not think that the divine nature deity is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by the art, imagination, or skill of man. Therefore, God overlooked and disregarded former ages of ignorance. But now in the time we're living, he commands all people everywhere to repent. That is, to change their old way of thinking, man's way, Satan's way, to regret their past sins, and to seek God's purpose for their life, because he has set a day when he will judge the inhabited world in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed and destined for that task and has provided credible proof to everyone by raising him from the dead, Jesus Christ. But now, right now, he commands all people everywhere to repent. That is, change your old way of thinking, their simple way of thinking and living, and turn to the new way of thinking and living. Seek God's purpose for you, which is salvation, eternal life through believing in his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. No one other, I mean now, one other thing. You all listen tonight or in the archive. There is no more plead or excuse for so-called ignorance about all what God has commanded. No more, because the gospel of grace has been known and shared for over 2,000 years. In Christ alone, the hope of salvation in heaven. Amen. Praise the Lord. 20, verse 24. But I do not consider my life as something of value or dear to me, so that I may with joy finish my course and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify faithfully of the good news of God's precious, undeserved grace. What does this grace do? Which makes us free of the guilt of sin and grants us eternal life. That's God's grace. And that's what you have to have in your life. Part of this new creation and life God has made in each of us is this good news of God's precious undeserved grace, which makes us free from the old guilt of sin and grants us eternal life in Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Romans 6:4. We have therefore been buried with him through the baptism into death, so that Jesus, as Christ raised from the dead to the glory and power of the Father, we too might walk habitually, lifestyle, in newness of life, abandoning our old way. And thank God we have the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to help us do that. We too, right now, might walk habitually in the newness of life, abandoning, letting go our old ways as we grow and mature in Christ. Amen? 1 Corinthians 6:11. And such were some of you before you what? Believed. But you were washed by the atoning sacrifice of Christ. You were sanctified, set apart for God, and made holy. You were justified and declared free of guilt in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in the Holy Spirit of our God, the source of believers' new life and changed behavior. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ makes all things. And such were some of you. The old sinful way and lie. But you are justified, declared free of the guilt in the name of the Lord Jesus and in the Holy Spirit of our God, the source of believers' new life and changed behavior. Amen. To be the new you with the new life from God, the Father, through his Son, Jesus Christ, is only this way. Faith alone in Jesus and born again by the Holy Spirit. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15:1. Now, brothers and sisters, let me remind you once again of the good news of salvation which I preached to you, which you welcomed and accepted, on which you stand by faith. How do you receive this new life and way, which you welcome and accepted, on which you stand by faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. Galatians 3, 1 through 5, the caption for this word, faith brings righteousness. Not works, not tradition, but faith brings righteousness. Oh, foolish and thoughtless and superficial Galatians. Remember, he's talking to the church. Who has bewitched you that you would act like this? Who's been telling you half-truths? Who's been telling you some kind of different doctrine or a perverted gospel or a cursed gospel or one that says you've got to do something, add it to what Christ has done for salvation, eternal life? Who has their agenda and their ways that they think that God says? That you act like this, to whom, right before your very eyes, Jesus Christ was publicly betrayed as crucified in the gospel message? This is all I want to ask of you. Did you receive the Holy Spirit as a result of obeying the requirements of the law? Or was it as a result of hearing the message of salvation and with faith believing in it? I think it's the latter. You won't receive it the other way. Are you so foolish and senseless, having become your new life by faith with the Spirit, are now being perfected and reaching spiritual maturity by the flesh? That is, by your own works and efforts to keep the law? Mainly talking to Jews here, it looks like. Have you suffered so many things and experienced so much all for nothing, if indeed it was all for nothing? So then, does he who supplies you with his marvelous Holy Spirit and works miracles among you do it as a result of the works of the law which you perform, or because you believe confidently in the message which you heard with faith? Same thing's happening these days too. Having begun your new life by faith with the Holy Spirit, not as a result of your works, which you perform in your flesh, but Jesus Christ has done, but Jesus Christ has done nothing of your old self in those ways. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Ephesians 4, verse 24. And put on the new self, the regenerated and renewed nature, created in what? God's image. What he did with Adam and Eve until they sinned. You know, when, you know, the people said we're created in God's image. Not after the fall. Oh, no, 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 no. Everybody thinks that, oh, we're all in God's image. No. No, not until you're born again in faith in Jesus and you come back and created in God's image, God-like. No, bearer of bad news, you're more like the fallen one image. Without Christ. Father, I pray you make a way for Brother Russ Joseph to be able to stay in the chat room. I pray you open the door and help with the electronics and the connection, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray that our brother can be with us in fellowship, and we honor and praise you and thank you that you help us and that we are in need and depend upon you. In Jesus' name, amen. Truthfully, that's why Jesus came to save us. People don't want to admit it or think about it, but that's what the truth is. Yeah, they were in the image of God when they were created until they, what? disobedient in sin. Then they weren't in the image of God no more. No, nope, not until the Lord came. Not until his faith alone in Christ and the mighty Holy Spirit showed up. Godlike, God's image, Godlike, in righteousness and holiness of the truth, living a way that expresses to God your gratitude for salvation. When you put on the new self in Christ, then you are promised this too. Oh, hallelujah. Don't you love God's word and his promises to us? Ephesians 4, verse 30. Oh, praise the Lord. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, but seek to please him, by whom you were what? Sealed and marked. Branded as God's own, or the showing that you are God's, because it was, you were bought with a price. The ransom was paid by the blood of Jesus. For the day of redemption, hallelujah, the resurrection rapture, the day of redemption, another glorious day, one of the glorious days that will be in our lives. And what will be this day? The final deliverance from consequences of sin. And then the last thing that needs to be made new is this old body. And that we will be given a resurrected and glorified body like our Savior. That's his word. That's his promises. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For the day of redemption. Hallelujah. The final deliverance from the consequences of this flesh and sin, when we are transformed, resurrected like Christ, and be given what, brothers and sisters? A new glorified body for our new life in Christ, eternal life. Amen. Hallelujah. That day is coming quickly. Glory to his name. Colossians 2, verse 12. Having been buried, here it is again. Listen to this. People need to understand what that ritual is about. That we identify with as we're crucified on the cross, and then as Christ is buried, having been buried with him in baptism and raised with him to what? A new life through your faith in the working of God as displayed when he raised Christ from the dead. Oh, hallelujah. Having been buried with him in baptism of death to your old self, raised with him to what? A new life through your faith in the working of God, not yourself, as displayed when he raised Christ from the dead. He has you too now by faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Colossians 3, verse 3. Oh, praise the Lord. Make a way, Lord, for our brother to be safe, that he can stay in here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that we depend upon you. Hallelujah. This is exciting. Amen. Colossians 3, verse 3. What else? For you died to this world, and your new real life is hidden with Christ in God. Isn't that amazing? Not only you have died to yourself, but also to this lost, dying world too. Your new life, the real life, is hidden with Christ in God. Amen. And it will be revealed at the resurrection rapture. Oh, hallelujah. Colossians 3, verse 10. It just gets me excited and just rejoice and thinking, oh, hallelujah, what a glorious day that's going to be. As exciting as it was the day we came to Christ, how much more when we are changed in the twinkling of an eye and resurrected like our Savior and have a body like his to be able to live in heaven in eternity. Hallelujah. Glorified from our Savior and our God and King. Praise his name forever. Oh, that you understand who he is compared to anything in this fallen world and Satan and these devil-led leaders and whatever of this world. The God is greater. Me and my wife, Sister Brenda, have been saying that a lot. When we see these things happening, or they're talking about war, or they're talking about firing weapons, or they're talking about taking it down and whatever else, but God, because he's in total control. They can do nothing without him. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and you need to know that. And he is the one who is giving you new life, eternal life, the real life God intended for Adam and Eve. He made it even greater and more powerful and perfect and permanent through his glorious Son. Hallelujah. The Son of God took care of it. Hallelujah. He had to. No one else could. Praise God and thank God. Thankful for what he has done. When you really understand that, you get excited. We should get excited. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Colossians 3:10. Having put on the new spiritual self, who is being continually renewed in true knowledge. Did you know that? You're being renewed day by day, night by night, in the image of him who created the new self. All I can say, yes and amen. Thank you, Jesus and Holy Spirit. I don't know if this is another. I think this is in Hebrews. Hebrews 10. Thank you, Lord. This next reference. Oh, so powerful. I mean, look, listen to how powerful this newness we have, what happens, what we're able to do. A new living way. Therefore, believers, since we have confidence and full freedom to enter the holy place, the place where God dwells, your Father. How? How can we do that? By means of the blood of Jesus. And you got people out there saying that you got to do more than what Christ has done, do more than what the mighty Holy Spirit has done, that they be accursed. Just like Paul said, because it's very serious when you sit there and tell people things like that and you're misleading them and you're leading them down a road of hell. It's only Christ, and that's all God is going to receive and accept. What I mean, he did receive and accept the blood of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit, brought salvation and life to each one of us and nothing else. Know that. By this new and living way, which he initiated and opened for us through the veil, as in the Holy of Holies, that is through his flesh. And mainly, as you see the book of Hebrews, he's mainly talking to the Jews. We just come into the presence of the Lord through Christ. There's no veil. There's no temple. I mean, the Lord lives within us. We are the temple. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, you're very special to God because we didn't reject Christ. We believe in him. And God respects that. Amen? a new living way through Jesus Christ, his flesh and blood. He initiated and opened for us no other person or being but only him. Don't matter what all these self-proclaimed preachers or pastors or pope or priests or imams or rabbis, whatever these foolish men say or whoever they are. It's only Christ. We need to get a hold of that. We depend upon him and not this lost, dying world and the world system and the fallen one, but go God's way and seek out what God is saying, what he tells us how to live, and believe him. He's greater than anything of this world and the fallen one. Understand that. And he loves you very much. Well, praise God. He knows when we need a message to encourage us and to let us know that the truth for such a time as this, that he, Jesus Christ, has made all things new, from salvation and eternal life to us having a new life, new direction, and a new purpose in our lives. Amen. The old is dead and gone, brothers and sisters. For Jesus Christ bled and died, the sacrifice and the will of God for salvation for each of us, I mean each one of his created children. He made it possible for us to become new forever. Remember, our loving, living God we believe in and love and serve is an everlasting God with everlasting love. He's eternal. Do not compare him to anything in this lost, fallen world, especially a man up in Rome. God have mercy. God have mercy. Put any mighty man, any kind of pedestal compared to the Lord. God have mercy on their souls. When he buried all of our sin in death in that grave forever. Oh, hallelujah. He was raised up to new life God had for us. First, he was raised from death to life. Praise God. Eternal life. And he has a new glorified body like we will when he comes for us. Hallelujah. Which is totally required to live in heaven, even to go there. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You have given us new life, the real life, by our faith in you and by the very life of God in us, the Holy Spirit, a new creation in Christ. Amen. Finish with this eye-opening truth and message with these three scriptures. Titus 3, verse 5. He saved us, not because of any works of righteousness. We didn't earn nothing. We don't deserve anything. But because of God's love, mercy, and grace, and even his truth and justice. He knew he couldn't leave us lost and dying in our sin, that we were simple and foolish people, and that we're like Adam and Eve, were duped or been duped by the evil one and his lies and deception. But God had a plan. God, his will and purpose. And it was wearing out the old fallen one, became more old serpent and old dragon trying to figure out what God was doing. And you know what, brothers and sisters? He couldn't stop it. And he tried many different things. But God, as I say, but God. That any works of righteousness that we have done, but because his own compassion and mercy by the cleansing of the new birth. Oh, hallelujah. Spiritual transformation regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Now, as we celebrate and we love to see our children come into this world and celebrate life, how much greater is a new birth, eternal birth, by the mighty Holy Spirit that it says, as one sinner repent, that all of heaven rejoices. That's how important it is. How excited we should be when somebody comes to Christ, hallelujah. Because to be able to come into heaven, you have to be born in the flesh and then born by the Spirit. Praise his name. Spiritual transformation, regeneration, and renewing by the Holy Spirit. By the cleansing of the new birth, the renewing by the Holy Spirit who made all this possible for each of us. Who made all this possible for each of us? Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. Hallelujah. Colossians 3, verse 1. Put on the new self. Therefore, if you've been raised with Christ, and you have, to a new life, sharing in his resurrection from the dead, keep seeking the things that are above. Don't focus on this old world. Don't let it get you down. Know that this ain't the end. This is just the beginning for us. Oh, yeah, we pray for others that are caught up in this world and deceived and probably caught up in fear. And I mean, you consider everything that's going on with all the storms increasing, earthquakes increasing, volcanoes increasing, war drums everywhere, military moving everywhere, all kinds of unbelievable weapons, all the violence and all the things even the governments are doing to people. Oh, yeah, there should probably be great fear, anybody that don't have peace in Christ, because this place is a mess. This place is lost and dying and will be destroyed because of the sin. I pray they come, anybody, hear and know through Christ that you can have what we have, sharing his resurrection from the dead, and that understand what comes from above, what comes from heaven brings life, brings hope, brings joy, brings peace, even in the midst of this crazy world that we live right now. Oh, hallelujah, the Lord is with us. Keep seeking the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God, our glorious Savior, the Son of God, to a new life, raised with Christ. Keep seeking the things that are above, not on this old world or our old self, but the new one in Christ, our new life, our new home, heaven, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's see where I'm at here. Thank you, Lord. The last scripture reference is for all who believe and trust in him, Jesus Christ, and born to a new life God has for you through his Son, that you will be in heaven singing this new song of praise to him, to thank him for this new eternal life that we can practice right now. We can practice this song right now. But I'm telling you, very soon we will be singing it in person with our glorious Lord and glorious King Jesus and Savior. Revelation 5:9, the only ones that can sing this song are ones who believe and trust in Jesus and have been redeemed and forgiven and they sang a new song of glorious redemption, saying, worthy and deserving are you to take the scroll and break its seal, for you were slain, sacrificed, and with your blood you purchased people for God from every tribe, language, people, and nation. You and me, brothers and sisters, will sing this new song for this new life he has given us. A new song of glorious redemption, total and complete. Amen forever. Hallelujah. All things new. Thank you, Jesus. There we go. I'm trying to get myself in order there. All things new. This is a wonderful, wonderful, powerful song that was pointing to this message. And part of it is talking to what the Lord revealed to us, to our church and body this year, is to rise up. Rise up in Christ. Rise up, and could it be possibly rise up right in person with Christ, face to face on the glorious redemption, glorious rapture day? Oh, I truly believe it's got to be getting close. It really is. As much as we're getting excited in our spirit, and the Holy Spirit says, yeah, you're coming home. Hallelujah. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. All things new. Thank you, Lord. Powerful song. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He knows what we're going through, what we face. Heaven, earth, you take what's broken and make it whole again. Where you hear the pieces of my heart, what can you do with them? Because I can't hold them all together anymore. So I let them fall, surrender to the floor. Hallelujah. Hear this truth. You make all things new. Thank you, Lord. You make all things new. God of mercy and love, do what only you can do. You make all things new. Thank you, Jesus. Only you can bring such beauty from the depths of all my pain. Only you can take this shattered heart and make it beat again. All you hold is all together in your hand. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I surrender all I have and all I am. Hallelujah. Sing it, brothers and sisters. You make all things new. Yes, you do, Lord. You make all mercy and love, do what only you can do, and make all things new. Amen now. Hallelujah. From the ashes, from the dirt, I will rise up. rise up. You make all things new. Yeah. You make all things new. God of mercy and love, do what only you can do. Make all things, all things, make all things new. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That you make a way, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Uh-oh. Okay. Let me see if I can reconnect. Oh, Lord, help me. Can you hear me, brothers and sisters? Let's see here. All right, let's see here. Lord, did you make a way? Praise the Lord. Lord, you make a way. Lord, that you make a way. Can you hear? Can you hear me now? Testing? You can't hear me? Okay. That's fine. Praise the Lord. I can't hear it on my computer, but y'all can. That's what matters. Praise God. And if we are, brothers and sisters, it's definitely the Lord doing it, because I have no connection like we're supposed to have here at Blog Talk Radio, but God is making a way. Amen. Hallelujah. So I don't know if you can hear the music or not. Let's try that. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, the internet went down or flashed, but the Lord has made a way. He's amazing. When he wants his message or what he wants you to hear and know. So let's try this and see if y'all can hear the music. Thank you, Jesus, of what the Lord has put on my heart to share tonight. Then we'll get to the prayers. Oh, that you understand how important of what Christ has done. Better word in his blood. Amen. Let us worship and honor him. Hallelujah. Thank you. everything bright. The precious blood of Christ speaks a better word. Speaks a better word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Yes, you are, Lord. Amen.
Reconciled by the blood of Christ.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Isn't that awesome what God is saying to us? Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise his name. Yes, Lord. Amen.
God have mercy. Please come rescue
me. Amen. Amen.
I am longing to your voice. Gentle whisper in the north. But I tell you, nothing seems alright.
Amen. Your power, your presence breaks through, King of heaven, when you speak, mountains move. I believe there will be breakthrough. Ooh. Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. You alone can take my scars. Peace by peace, restore my heart. Take what's broken to make it whole again. Amen. Hallelujah. Your power and your presence break strongholds. King of heaven, when you speak, mountains move. I believe there will be breakthrough. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Shake the mountain, break the walls apart, open the heaven, Almighty God. You are overcomer, defender of my heart. Yes, he is. Part of your new life. Power, the opens open wide, your falls all down. Heaven, earth, collide, King Jesus forever by my side. Amen. Amen. Shake the mountains, take the walls apart, open the heavens. Oh, Almighty God, you are overcomer, defender of my heart. Oh, yeah. And by your power, the oceans open wide, your fire falls down, heaven and earth collide, King Jesus forever by my side. Yeah, yeah. Come on now. Your power, your presence, break stronghold, King of heaven, when you speak, mountains move. I believe there will be breakthroughs. Your power, your presence, break stronghold, King of heaven, when you speak, mountains move.
I believe they will break through. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Break through. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Be breakthrough. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, praise his name. Praise his name. Yes, Lord. You are, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Always. Yes. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Yes, victory in Jesus. In Jesus. Amen, amen. That's right. Hallelujah. Somebody get excited. Our final victory is coming. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Praise God, brothers and sisters. One more before we go to prayer. Christ be magnified. Oh, hallelujah now. He is worthy. He is to be magnified. He is to be magnified above all, by all creation. Creatively articulate with a thousand tongues to lift one's cry. Alone in south, to east and west, we could cry, be magnified. Amen. Jesus, the world echoing his eminence. Amen. His name would burst from sea and sky, from river to the man, the mountain top. We hear Christ be magnified. Amen. Oh, Christ be magnified. Let his praise arise. Christ be magnified in me. Oh, Christ be magnified from the altar of my life. Christ be magnified in me. Amen. Hallelujah. And every creature finds it in most melody. Every human heart is laid in pride, holding one in rapture hymn of praise. We think Christ be magnified. So, Christ be magnified. Let praise be arise. Christ be magnified in me. Oh, Christ be magnified from the altar of my life. Christ be magnified in me. Amen. Amen now. Hear this wisdom. Amen. Listen to this. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We won't bow to idols and strong in worship you. If it puts me in the fire, I'll rejoice cause you there too. I won't be formed by my feelings. I hold fast to what is true. The cross brings transformation. Then be crucified with you. Because death is just a doorway into resurrection life. And if I join you in your suffering, then I join you when you rise. When you return in your glory with all your angels and the saints, my heart will be singing. My song will be the same. Hallelujah. Oh, Christ be magnified. Let his praise arise. Christ be magnified in me. Oh, Christ be magnified when the altar of my life. Christ be magnified in me. Oh, Christ be magnified. Let the praise arise. Christ be magnified in me. Oh, Christ be magnified. From the altar of my life, Christ be magnified. glorified in thee. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise his name. Thank you, Jesus. That he be magnified, brothers and sisters. That he be magnified. Understand that we depend upon the Lord. And hallelujah. We come into this place of prayer, and there's many prayers for sure. And ones that I know about today, and I'll share with you. Thank you, Jesus. Hadn't heard anything from Amanda, Sis Brenda's niece, and her family, and praying for her daughter and her children, and for good wisdom and comfort and protection and wisdom about, you know, the thing about, you know, girls and being with, you know, boys. Pray for our pastor's wife from Calvary Fellowship, Michelle, and pray for her to be healed in Jesus' name. We pray for Lexi, one of Sis Brenda's cousins, I do believe, and help her. She's trying to move from California, get out of, you know, California. And Sis Jeanette's doing fine, and Sis Connie's doing fine there still, praise God. But she got out of California and, you know, moved to Michigan and been having trouble getting her stuff. The other thing, brothers and sisters, that we pray for Lexi to come to know our Savior like we know him personally. Amen. Pray for my neighbor, Mike. He's going in for surgery. He's an older man, and that we need to be praying for healing for his knees, and that the Lord is with him, whatever he's going through. I got to talk to my brother, Sahi. He has a ministry in Pakistan, and you can understand how it is in Pakistan for believers. And the Lord has watched over, and the Lord has protected Brother Sahi, and he just got married. Celebration, congrats to Brother Sahi and his wife. I think her name is Sohli, but I have to ask him for sure. I didn't ask him, but and he's asked for prayer for growing and maturing. As to become more like Christ as he serves the Lord over in Pakistan. Brothers and sisters, absolutely amazing. Those people don't have a lot of stuff, but they have the Lord, and they have such joy. And, you know, they face persecution. They face mocking. Excuse me. And, excuse me. They can even face prison and death, but they still share the truth of God's word. We could learn from their faith. We pray for Sis Jeanette and her family, like I said earlier, and that her brother Gary has passed away and gone home to the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. To the Lord, and pray for comfort and peace, and the love of God would flow through her family. And they understand, and anytime death comes, people need to understand this is real. And, you know, are you ready? And you need to be ready, and you need to become from old to new. You have to become a new creation in Christ to be able to have eternal life, what God wants you to have. That we pray for the Russian and NATO and Ukraine situation, and I should put down China and Taiwan too. Those are really the hot spots, the Middle East, all of it, just like Christ said it was going to be. So, like I told you when I started this ministry, the Lord said, watch for war in Israel, so that's the one mainly I'm watching for. And it's starting to heat up over there where Russia and Israel ain't such buddy buddies no more, and they don't want them to come in Syria no more. It's almost like Putin is saying that's Russian territory, and they've even flew their jets right by the Israeli border. So it's starting to heat up too of what the Word of God said it would. And then we thank God again for Zach and he's going home, and after just a few weeks, after having a heart transplant, they're blown away. He didn't even go into attend IECU, brothers and sisters, after this surgery. God is amazing and powerful. And I pray that April and Zach and their family understand that this was God This was not man. What happened there, just like our little, our great granddaughter, and what God did when she was being born, and what the enemy meant for bad and death, God raised that child up greater than anything that they thought that could happen and what their prognosis was. You don't can always believe what man and a doctor says. They're not God. He is. And he has the final word. And understand, you're very special in God's eye, you and your family members, all of God's created children he loves. And he can intervene. So that's why, just like we just sang that song that Christ be magnified or breakthrough, and he tears down strongholds. You hear how the song was pointing toward the Lord, that he is the mighty one. Hallelujah. Any other prayer requests tonight before we go to prayer? Thank you, Jesus. We're so excited of what the Lord is doing. Hallelujah. Any other prayer requests before we go to the Lord in prayer and leave some time China, U.S., and Taiwan, too, and all the other countries over there, Japan, Australia. This is setting up for like a world thing, of course. That's what the word says. Hallelujah. Praise God. Any other prayer requests before we go to Lord in prayer? I hope Brother Andrew's all right. We don't see him here tonight, but sometimes things come up in his family. And we thank God for all you here in the chat room and by phone and Skype and Facebook, in the way that God makes us be able to come together. And we're family, brothers and sisters, and we have to be here for one another, especially the days we live in. But we know we can do it because we're not doing it alone. We have the Lord. And understand, your prayers are very special to him. And you have concern for others, oh, he'll hear you. Oh, that you are you acting like, I mean, God the Father sees you acting like his son, oh, he gets excited. Oh, he inhabits your praise by serving him and serving others. Yes, he's excited about you. Understand that and know that. Don't let anybody tell you any different. God loves you. He truly does. He's proven it. I mean, he's a God that proves love, not just in words, but in the word coming alive in Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. So any other prayer requests? One more time, and then I'm going to go to the Lord in prayer. Man, since I started this new week, this lot bigger page, we've had a whole page back in front, and you ought to see all the crosses for answered prayers. Just on this one page, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Hallelujah. And I know others, I just hadn't put the crosses up, I mean, like I should. There's more. There's probably at least 15 to 20 answered prayers on here. I mean, the Lord is good. He hears us. He hears us. Some of these prayers, you know, they continue until we have we hear testimony or update. Amen? So God is good. And we know and believe and be obedient to what he's called us to do. And understand, he's able. And he's able to do it. See, that's the whole problem with man. They depended on man's way and this fallen world's way so much, they think that's the only answer. But I pray when they see all this crumbling that they'll come to Jesus. They'll come back to their godly sense. Said, oh, the one who created is more greater than all this going on. And this ain't going down a good path. There's got to be something more. And that's what, you know, I said, and most of them, I'm sure you said in your life, there's got to be something more. There's something inside me telling me there's something more. Okay. All right. We pray for Sis Jeanette, granddaughter in Brooklyn, okay? Amen. Her name is Brooklyn. Okay, her name's Brooklyn. Okay, I got this. All right, Brooklyn, your granddaughter, Brooklyn. Cold, okay, cold. Well, hallelujah. Okay, she's 13. All right, amen. That's God's number for love, right? Amen. Any other prayer requests? We need to go
to the Lord in prayer so sis can share her beautiful song, No More Night. You know, there's going to be, like I said, we was talking earlier, that there will be no night. There will be no darkness in, heaven. Oh, okay. She's with you. All right. Okay. I'm in. Okay, sis, that's fine. I understand it's not Brooklyn, New York, but her name is Brooklyn, your granddaughter. That's good. Praise God. She's in a good place with you because I know you're an anointed lady who prays. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Any other prayer requests? All right. We got to go, Lord, in prayer. Father, we honor and praise you. We thank you for the beautiful encouragement. We thank you for your word and your truth and know who we are in Christ. We're not the old anybody no more. We're not the old self, the old ways, the old nature. We are new in you, Lord Jesus. We're very grateful for what you've done and understand the life you have for each of us. We're very grateful tonight. Father, we come humbly before you, and we lift up each of these prayers. And, Lord, you know the hearts of the people, and you know that we are concerned for our loved ones. We're concerned for our neighbors. We're concerned for our brothers and sisters in Christ. And we pray that you will touch each one in the place they need to be touched, and you will lift up, and you will strengthen, and you will comfort them with your mighty Holy Spirit, and you will renew and strengthen them, and you cover us all with your love and with your power and with your character and nature. Lord, that we have been taken from death to life. And I know, Lord, that you hear our prayers, and we ask for your prayers for the ones that are sick and the ones that need healing of their body, that you would touch them in the name of Jesus. We pray for Mike, Lord, my neighbor. And we pray for Sis Jeanette's granddaughter, Brooklyn, that you would touch her and heal her. And, Lord, that you would take this cold away. And we pray that you would bring healing upon Mike's knees and that he would be a walking testimony for you as he shared that he is a believer in you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you and praise you that we have this faith and we have this boldness in faith, believing that you can with the power, the testimony of Zach, of one with heart transplant, and that you healed and lifted up, and he's going home now. Hallelujah. Lord God, we pray for Sis Jeanette again and her family as they go through this time, as her brother has passed, but he is up with you in heaven. Passing means moving on up to you, Lord Jesus. And we pray for comfort and peace and love to the family that right now is still here, and that we miss our loved ones when they pass, but we know we'll see them again. And what a wonderful reunion day that will be. Lord God, we pray for Lexi, Lord. We pray that you would help her get her furniture and her belongings out of California into the place of her new home in Michigan. And Lord, I would pray you would touch her heart, and that she will see that you have intervened, and that she will know that she's being prayed for and that you love her, Lord Jesus, and that she needs a relationship with you. Lord God, we pray for Pastor Victor, and we pray for Michelle, that you would touch our pastor's wife and you would bless her and heal her in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray for Haley and our niece, and we pray that you would lift her up and strengthen her, and Amanda and Chad and all the family, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and understand they feel your presence, Lord. They feel your presence and know that you are with them. Glory to God. Father God, we pray for all this situation of all the war drums beating in Europe and NATO and Ukraine and Russia and China and U.S. and Taiwan and everyone involved. Lord, it's the time you said it's going to happen. Let us trust you and know there is no hope in this old world. The only hope is in Jesus, and get out of this old world. Lord, help us. I pray blessing and the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon all that are here tonight. We thank God for each one
We thank God for Sis Connie, Lord, and Brother Edwin. Good to see our brother. And Sis Jeanette and Sis Relias and Brother Will and all by phone. We pray for them and their families in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord, that you would lift them up and strengthen them, renew them, give them boldness, and let that faith grow within them. And we all grow and mature. Yes, Lord, I pray for Brother Sahi as he is asked to grow and mature. And all of us want to become more like you, Lord Jesus, become more like you and be a witness and a light and be in a place of who we are in you, Lord. And again, we thank you and praise you that you have given us new life. You have saved us and have given us eternal life. We thank you for this night. We thank you for your love, mercy, and grace. We thank you for your righteousness and truth. And we give you all the glory and praise. And all of God's people said, amen. Amen. Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. He's able. We'd all learn to trust him and quit trusting man. We'd be in a lot better place for sure. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We know nowadays you can't trust fallen man. With the nature they have and everything? Oh, no. Oh, that's why we've got to trust the Lord. That's what he told us. He said, be not deceived. And it's easy to do if you listen to men more than God. That's for sure. All right, sis. You want to come and finish up tonight with that beautiful song? The Lord's put on your heart, no more night. Amen. There will be no more night in heaven. There will be no more night in heaven. No more darkness. No more shadows. Hallelujah. All right, sis. Bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What a wonderful night. What a wonderful night with the Lord. Hallelujah. Another wonderful night with the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen,
sis.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I've been very encouraging tonight to know that we are a new creation and everything that God's made new. Hallelujah. I mean, we
Amen.
Sure couldn't do it. A lot of people out there think they can, but no, only him. Only him.
Only
All
the
right.
Lord. Only Jesus. Amen. All things, Father.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, you go ahead.
The time is sweet, earth and heaven will pass away. It's not a dream, God will make all things new that day. Gone is the curse from which I stumbled and fell. There is banished to eternal hell. No more night, no more pain, no more tears, never crying again and praises to the great I am. We will live in the light of the risen Lamb. You're around, all the nations bow down to sing. The only sound is the praises to Christ our King. Hallowed be the name from the book
for sure. All right, well, bless you, sister. We thank you. We'll be praying for you and your family, what you're going through. I think this could be a very interesting weekend. Be praying. Things are really getting hot over there in the Europe, Middle East, and over toward China and Taiwan and the Super Bowl. What in the world could go along with that? We've heard some things like that, too. So we'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got a front row.
Bad.
I know.
Okay, brother.
Okay.
I love you. I love all my brothers and sisters in the staff rooms, and I love you and Sister Brenda, and shalom to all. Good night.
Okay. Good night, sis. Bless
Praise
you.
The Lord. Glory
Amen.
To you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. And know that as we finish up, Brother Will and Relias, others have left, that God's made this happen. My connection went down when the internet went down, but God made a way for us to still be here and the message to go forth. You know, it's not dependent on everything of this world. There is power of the Lord that's greater, and he can make a way where there seems to be no way, and the greatest thing is salvation, eternal life. But understand this, you are a new creation in Christ. Understand that forever. That's who he is, and that's what he's done in our lives. And that brings peace and hope and joy. And it's going to be exciting because the day of redemption is coming. Well, bless each one. I hope you all have a great night. And we thank God for each one of you. And we say all glory to our soon coming King and Savior, Jesus Christ. Shalom and good night. Glory to the Lord always. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's the only thing that's there. Huh. Okay. Well, I'll tell Brenda. Oh, yeah. I'll just look at my phone. Yep, I'm sure.
What are you doing, girl? Are you okay, Kitty?